May the meditation of my heart and the word of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight, my Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a beautiful morning as I try to struggle with this gospel reading. I remember when I was a student in the Creole school that I was sent to, and it was Saturday morning, and it was Mother's Day the next day, and my father came to pick me up to take me home, which is require walking on the reef to get to the island where he was working at the time. And he couldn't find me at the house that I was staying in with my brother, so he came over to the school, and I was there busy mowing the lawn with a machete. It wasn't by choice because I was doing detention. All the girls were playing in the tennis court. Well, that's what I wanted to do, but I don't know why I ended up earning these many hours. So I said to my father, since he was a minister, oh, just go over there to the head of school, and I'm sure he'll just let me go. And my father would look at me, and I said, yeah, he's right there. I just saw him pointing out the house where the head of school was, and my father walked over, and next thing I know, he turned around, came back, and I said, Santila, I would like for you to stay here. I'll finish your hours. I will have to get back because the tide is, I need to get home before the tides get too high. And I will come and get you another time. So I got really angry. I cried because it's Mother's Day. I said, it's Mother's Day. I want to go home. And I know he'll let me go. And he just shook his head. He said, you earned this hour, so I think it's important for you to finish it. And he walked away. So I took the machete, earned me some more hours by cutting the bananas. But I learned something. Can you imagine a 14-year-old, I already know how to manipulate the system? I already know if my father would get there, he would just let me go. But my father taught me a lesson. That is not how it is. You earn this hour, so you're going to finish it. And I was reading the lessons for today. It brought to me where we are. A whole system that set up to make us to be in peaceful is not working very well. Perhaps because we have been using the system and it's tearing us apart. And it will take John the Baptist to remind us who Jesus is. And I was amazed of how John the Baptist stayed in his lane in this relationship with Jesus. He did not call his disciples to pick him up and raise him up. He was not interested in competing with Jesus to a place in this society who needed truth so bad. John the Baptist know his place. His intention was to call the community together to know who Jesus is, proclaiming the good news. I thought that my place in the church was telling everybody what to do. And I've been in this church for over 30-something years. I've seen 40-something years. I've seen priests come and I've seen bishops come. I've seen the congregation grow and go down. And I had my times of going home crying because I didn't have my way. I have gotten my car and drove to Portland and demanded a meeting with the bishop, and I told him exactly what he was doing wrong with me. He still remembered that. I don't like the way the altar is set up because in my confirmation, bishop told me that I'm actually handling the body of Christ. And I am a literalist in that. I believe that the person sitting in the street is Jesus. I believe that you're here because God called you here at this time for us to make a difference in this community. Do we agree with each other? Do we like each other that well? I don't know. But our business is to seek out the deep spiritual Jesus that is already exist. It is Epiphany, and I hope he didn't put away Jesus in the Christmas box for next year. When I was younger, I get up in the morning and I do things because it was good for my body. I walk because I want to be thin, and I run because I want to look good to make myself beautiful. And I went to church because I want my friend to know that I was a good girl. Now, I get up in the morning and I walk for my spirit. And now I'm doing things to care for my spiritual life. Therefore, I feel good physically. We're called at this time to look within, to listen to Jesus. When the two disciples said, follow, and Jesus said, come and see. They were curious. They want to know who this Jesus is and where does he live. The experience must have been so good. It must have been under the bridge that I see every day. That they wanted to tell their brothers to come and see. It is that invitation, come and see. And I hope that that is what the community sees, they find when they come with you to worship. That word abiding, the intimacy that we have in our deep relationship with Jesus. And that is what attracted people to follow us. When, because of many of my friends are out in the street, there was a young man that I knew when he was growing up. Grew up and did really well and had a family. And next thing I know, he's back in town. And he is telling everyone, he was carrying his Bible, that he's Jesus. So Jesus was roaming around Warport and then decided that I am his mother. So I am Jesus' mother. And everyone knew this in town. And one day we had a big dinner at the center and everyone was there, and these two young men came arguing, and somebody came called me out and said, they want to see you. I came out and was in the dining room as loud as could be. He said, Mother, I told him he's Jesus and I'm Jesus, and he said he's Jesus. So these two are fighting in front of me to try to tell who Jesus is. And I didn't know how to respond. They were on very high spirit, loud. And I said, okay, show me your hands. And the kid said, see, I told you she's the mother of Jesus. In this setting, were they really crazy? Our judgment would be to say, they're crazy. The judgment of John would be saying, this is out of the normal. Totally out of the normal. They may be on something. But for us who live this deep love with Jesus, know that we are here to live in that love, to live out that love. Not trying to find a seating place, not always to raise money to make us wealthier so the place will fill up. Those have its place. But the spirit that John is talking about, that Jesus can only provide for us, is that love. Is that spiritual love that we take care of that and everything else comes. That's simple. That simple. We had a play of the rich man and the poor man, Lazarus, and I was to be the rich man. So they dressed me up as a little girl and put up at the altar my table for the rich feast. And the young man that was with the poor man sitting at the side. And the congregation was singing, waiting for the rich man to be escorted into the rich table. I came and something happened. I just decided to pick up my feet and kick the poor man. And it was not part of the plan. And I look up and see my poor father sitting. I wasn't in trouble. Everybody thought it was the part of the play. So my dad said to me in the evening when we sat around as a family, he said, I hope that that is not what you're going to do when you grow up. And I feel to this day that that's my curse, was I cannot pass out anybody that sit by the street. I had to stop and I need to check in. And when she was reading the first lesson, that I was called in my mother's womb, we were all called. We have our calling. That we were called before we were come into this world. Spend the time thinking about that. Ponder the words, the compliment that people give to you, good or bad. My critics are my friends. They help me to grow. They help me to live honest. So don't discard anybody that come into your life. Ponder and invite people into your heart to come and see. To come and see. This is the gift to be simple, this is the gift to be free, this is the gift to come down where we are to be, and when we find ourselves.